trailed by as many as 9. That happened in the second quarter. Haven't taken a lead since the first quarter. They've been close. They cut it to 1 at 1 point there in the third period. Here's a drive and a pass deflected and chased down in the corner by Van Buren's Presley Kendricks. He'll drive inside about 8 feet away. Got a little cute. Tried an underhanded pass. It was intercepted by David Waymire. No reason to do that. Hey, it works out for the Bombers. Brashears at the top of the key. Gave it up to Benton on the left wing. He's going to try a long three. This one off the front of the iron. Trying to follow his shot. It was taken by Jordan West, who was fouled by Benton. That's going to be number 3 on Talon Benton. Benton with 11 points in this game. At 11 against Paragould. His season high is 13 against Siloam Springs. He and David Waymire each with 11 in this game. Waymire with 9 points in that third quarter alone. At the top of the key is Jordan West. He'll drive right side of the lane. Shot no good. It was partially blocked by Waymire. Waymire gets the rebound. 7:13 left to play in the ball game. Bombers trailing by 4 in the front court. Benton gives it on the left wing to Luke Cruz. Luke looking inside. Nothing there. He's going to drive all the way. Double team. Throws it on the baseline. Peters has it knocked away. A little spin move. It was knocked away. Back the other direction. A 2-on-2. Gilmore slowed up. He's going to pull up on the free throw line. Extended. No look. Pass down low. Count the basket by K.J. Stewart. And he's fouled on the backside. I'm afraid this may be on Talon Benton. It is. That's going to be number 4. 2 quick fouls here in the fourth period. And Talon Benton with 11 points is going to have to check out of the game. Regular Cresilius, a 6'2 junior, will check in replacing Benton here with 6:52 left to play in the ballgame. And Coach Fulcher wants to take a timeout before K.J. Stewart can shoot his and one. It's a 6-point lead for the Pointers, and we'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Bomber Basketball and Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees and technical certificates and more from their campus. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
6 minutes, 52 seconds left to play here in the basketball game. Van Buren leading the Bombers 38-32. At the free throw line, K.J. Stewart for the and one. He hits it. That's his first 3 points of the game. So a 39-32 our score. Van Buren leading here in the opening round game of the Cyclone Classic in Russell, Arkansas. In the corner is Cresilius, 6'2 junior. He'll dribble to the top of the key, left-handed pass on the left wing to Bashears. Cruz has it back to Bashears. They're going to go inside to Waymire. Turnaround jumper won't go. Gets his own rebound. The foul is no good. Tips straight up in the air, and Stewart has it. A couple chances there. Couldn't convert. The Pointers in the front court taking a baseline as Gilmore. Spin move off the glass. Too strong. Waymire hustling down the floor. He gets the rebound. That's his 8th rebound of the game. In the corner is Cresilius. Looking inside, and now he needs help as he picks up his dribble. Catching the pass is Brashears, spinning away from pressure, trying to throw it in the corner. And was hit across the arm. And it'll be on number 22, Braden Gilmore. That'll be his 3rd. And the Bombers will inbound it on the right baseline. 6:01 left. 7-point lead for Van Buren. Bounce pass comes to Waymire, but he's out about 15 feet away. He'll give it back up to Cresilius, and illegal screen is going to be called against the Bombers. It'll be on number 15. Colton Peters is first. That's the 4th team foul on Mountain Home. Both teams with 4 fouls in the second half. these two teams played at the end of last week, the tournament, and then Van Buren won that game 60-45. Van Buren just about an hour away from Russellville, and it's interstate the whole way. Holmes made a longer trip, a little over two-hour trek. Here's a partially blocked shot by Waymeyer, and he gets the rebound. That's nine rebounds, almost a double-double. And a pass in the front court is going to be intercepted by Van Buren. One-on-one, Jordan West, left-handed layup is no good. The follow is good, though, by Presley Kendricks. He's got 13. Second player in double figures for Van Buren, 41-32. The Flyers matching their largest lead of the game at 9. They led back in the second quarter, 22-13. Ball knocked away once again. Mountain Home saving it. Throwing it in the front court. Waymeyer chases it down the baseline. He'll leave it now in the corner for Bashiers. Trailing the play is Cruz back to Bashiers. Here's a three-point try by Cresselius. And he knocked it down. Baylor Cresselius, his first points of the game. Good time to get hot. Bombers need something positive going as they trail here, 41-35. That's the first basket of the fourth quarter for Mountain Home. 4:48 left, trailing by six. The Bombers on defense. They're going to lob it inside to nobody. Stewart was setting a screen, and he's their 6'8 postman. He wasn't even looking for the pass. 4:43 left. Van Buren going to pick up Mountain Home when they cross the half-court line. In the front court is Colton Peters. Spinning away from West, gets it to the top of the keeper. Shears back to the right wing. This time Cruz, he'll take a baseline. Double team shot blocked out of bounds. Stays with Mountain Home. A substitution coming in for Mountain Home. This will be Luke Dibble. Remember, Talon Benton on the bench with four personal fouls. And you wonder how long Coach Fulcher will hold him out. I'm sure he's got the time in mind. When we get to that magic number, he'll stick Benton in. He's got 11 points in this game. Bounding on the left baseline, they're going to lob it in, but not before the five-second call. Turnover goes over to the Pointers. They lead it 41-35, 4.5 to go. In the front court is Zane West. He'll leave it for Braden Gilmore. Back to West, this time Jordan West, should say, on the left wing. Here at Cyclone Arena, an open-end game, the Cyclone Classic. Throwing it down low, and Stewart's shot was blocked, but they're going to get a foul call, and Waymeyer didn't agree with that one. He thought he got all ball. To be honest with you, I did too. That'll be number four on Waymeyer. 15 foul the Bombers. 4:10 left to play in this ball game. Is Stewart going to the line? He's one of one there. Make it one of two. And now Talon Benton will check in with four fouls. So Benton with four, Waymeyer with four. With 4:10 left to go. And Coach Fulcher just thinks that now's the time to make a move. I think he's right. Saying free throw is good. 2-3 for the free throw line. Stewart, he's got 4 points all here in the fourth quarter. 42-35. Van Buren leads it by seven. Benton dribbles to the left corner, picks up his dribble, looking inside for Waymeyer on the left block. He won't even face the basket. He's going to throw it to the top of the key. Three-pointer by Dibbles, no good. Van Buren with the clear out. Pass ahead to Kendricks coming in. Right-handed layup rolls in. He's every part of that rim. Kendricks now has 15, and we have a timeout by Mountain Home. We'll take a 60-second break. I'll check that, a 30-second break. Coach Fulcher changes it, a 30-second break. Pointers lead at 44-35. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you have a sports enthusiast on your Christmas list? Who doesn't? Well, the Locker Room at Mountain Home will help you make this year a hit with items from Nike, Under Armour, and more. If you need school logos, they carry them all. How about a monogram gift? It's a perfect way to give something that's one of a kind. If you're not sure about what to get, then choose a gift card and let them choose. Knock it out of the park this year with the Locker Room. Highway 62 East of Mountain Home, next to Pizza Hut.
44-35, our score. Van Buren leading Mountain Home. They trail by nine. Third time they've trailed by nine. How many times do you see a team work and work to cut into a lead? It's almost like they take a deep breath just to relax a little bit, and then the lead gets filled back up. That's what it's been, that game. Mountain Home's cut it to one in the third period. That's as close as they've been since they led back in the first period. Here's a three-point try. Nothing but net for number three, Hunter Bashiers, the second three of the game. He's got six. That's what he's saying, from 9 down to 6, 44-38, 3.5 to go. Van Buren not slowing down yet. I figure that's going to come at some point. 3:15 is there in the front court. Taking it left side of the lane is Kendricks. His shot no good. And getting the rebound, Cowan Benton. Benton dribbling with his head up, pass, long pass ahead to Cruz. He's going to attack in the lane, a whistle and a foul. Made shot by Waymire, but whistle was well before the foul. This will be a foul on number 22, Braden Gilmore. His fourth. Gilmore with 10 points. Looking over at Coach Trimble, and he's looking down at the bench, but he's not going to get the sub in time. Inbounds pass comes to Cruz. We'll try left side. Benton going inside to Waymire. Back out to Benton. He'll take it baseline. Pulls up jumper, 10-footer, no good. There was a rebound. Is Gilmore. Under 3 minutes to play. The Pointers lead at 44-38. Kendricks in the front court gives it to West. Threw it back to Kendricks. Takes it baseline. Shoots it over Waymire. High arching shot. It's good. Presley Kendricks with 17 points for Van Buren. 46-38. 2:33 left to play in the basketball game. Waymire at the top of the key. Leaving him alone. He'll throw it off left wing. Colton Peters, three-pointer, no good. But long rebound comes straight to Bashirs. He pulls up from 10, rolls off the iron. Waymire had it. Knocked from his hands. Bashirs gets it. And a jump ball is going to be called. And Coach Fulcher can't believe it. Alternate possession stays with Mountain Home. But Fulcher wanted the foul there underneath. On the left baseline is where the Bombers will inbound it. Hunter Bashirs. He'll lob it up top to Cruz. He'll shoot the three. And rolls in. Luke Cruz, first three of the game. He's got 8 points. 46-41. Mountain Home getting hot at the right time. They've cut Van Buren's lead to 5 with 2 minutes, 3 seconds left. In the front court is Zane West. They try to set a screen for him. He wasn't looking for it, so Gilmore will pop out and catch it well away from the basket. Playing catch around there, Kendricks, Jordan West, Zane West. They're running some time off the clock now. Two more fouls before they can put Van Buren the 1-1, and they threw it away. It was always last touch by the Bombers. And I don't know if that's what they're saying. It didn't. Waymire didn't touch it. And he's saying Waymire touched it. He said Blue 34 touched it. It didn't, from our angle, we had a pretty good angle. It didn't look like anybody touched it. So Van Buren catches a break there. They inbound it in the corner, spinning away from pressure Jordan West. Now, Waymire and Benton each with 4 fouls, so they don't want to commit a foul, but you got to foul 2 more times before you put Van Buren on the line. They're going to shoot the three, though. Kendricks, it draws iron with the rebound. It's Colton Peters. And almost a steal on the backcourt. Preston Kendricks almost had a steal. A minute 27 left. I don't understand why Van Buren was shooting there. They got a 5-point lead and under 2 minutes to go. There's no reason. Maybe put the nail in the coffin, but there's no reason to. The Bombers trapped high five with the basketball. Coming off the screen on the right wing is Peters. Gets it back to Benton. Faking the three. They'll throw in the corner. Bashirs, double team, throws it inside to Waymire. Quick turnaround jumper is good. Waymire's got 13. It's a 3-point game. 46-43. A minute 5 left. They're going to lob it near midcourt to Jordan West as they lob it in now. Zane West in the backcourt. Still in the backcourt. Here comes a double team. He throws it ahead in the front court. Almost out of bounds. Kendrick saves it. And he's going to be fouled by Luke Cruz. This will be his first. The 16th foul on the Bombers, so one more before they can put Van Buren on the line. 54.8 seconds left in this ballgame. The Bombers trailing by 3. Inbound pass. Comes to Kendricks. They double-team him, and let's see. A foul's going to be called on Cruz. Not a bad foul because just a second ran off the clock. But they thought they were going to get a steal. Just didn't give him enough room. That'll be number 2 on Cruz, but a good foul. You can foul within a second. Problem is Kendricks has not been in the line this afternoon, but very good free throw shooter. 17 points in the game for Presley Kendricks, a 6'1 junior. Try to jinx him. Front end of 1-1 is good. Makes it a 4-point game, 2-possession game. .6 seconds left. Second free throw by Kendricks. It's the iron backboard and through. He's got 19 points. It's a 5-point lead for Van Buren, and they want to take a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. The Pointers lead the Bombers 48-43. You're listening to Bomber Basketball and Classic Hits 101.7.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Six seconds left to play here in the basketball game. The Bombers trailing the Pointers 48-43 after two made free throws by Presley Kendricks for Van Buren. The Bombers trailing by five will have the basketball underneath Van Buren's basket. Van Buren not going to apply any pressure in the backcourt. Might be thinking three. They're going to roll it. And now it's picked up. So now the clock starts. In the front court is Talon Benton. He's guarded by West. He's going to take a baseline. Double team throws at the top of Keegan. Colton Peters back to Benton. Benton will drive, throw it in the corner. They go inside to Waymire. Turnaround jumper. No good, but he drew a foul on K.J. Stewart. I know it's not the three-pointer that we might be expecting, but any time you're behind and you can score with the clock stops, that's a good thing. That's the fourth personal foul on K.J. Stewart. A little different, though, than four on David Waymire, because Stewart just with 4 points. Waymire with 13. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Free throw on the way is good. He's 2 of 3 from the line this afternoon with 14 points. 40.4 seconds left. Both teams will now be in the 1-1. Free throw is no good with the rebound of Stewart. It's a 4-point game. It's still a 2-possession game. Bombers got to figure out who to foul. They don't want to foul the man with basketball. It's Presley Kendricks. He's got 19 points. He threw it away. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Kendricks. I don't understand why Van Buren was attacking there. They were. Threw it away underneath. 26.5 seconds, 2-possession game, down 4. Talon Benton in the front court now with 22 seconds. Dribbles to the right wing. Throws in. That's going to be intercepted. It's intercepted by Jordan West. Coming in, layup is no good, but a foul called on Colton Peters. This will be his second. Jordan West will go to the free throw line. He's 2 of 3 from there. No matter what happens with that free throw line, it's still going to be a 2-possession game because it's a 4-point lead for Van Buren with 15 seconds left. First free throw is good by Jordan West. He has 10 points, the third Van Buren pointer to be in double figures. It's a 5-point game for the pointers. Second free throw is good. It's a 6-point game.
On the 3-point line.
Benton in the front court. Dribbles to the left side, 10 seconds, 9 seconds. Steps back, three-pointer is no good. Ball tipped, and with it is Gilmore, and he's going to be fouled, and that's probably all she wrote. 50-44, our score with 5 seconds left. That one goes in. You can call timeout, try to set up for a steal. Valiant effort by the Bombers. They trail by 9 a couple different times, cut it to 1. That's as close as they got. Of course, you know, two of their top three players, Garrett Dietschy and Luke Jackson, should be coming back from injuries. Saw one of them running, didn't know which one it was. They were jogging before this game. They said about 75% ready. Gonna wait till January after the holidays. First free throw was good by Braden Gilmore. Second free throw on the way, it also is good. 52-44, an 8-point game. 5 seconds. Inbound pass comes to Peters ahead now to Cruz. He'll take a three on the buzzer. Oh, good. We're coming in. Basketball game. Van Buren wins it by a score of 52-44. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Bomber Basketball Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. Stay tuned for the Bombers for the Arvest Bank postgame show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.